Right now, we are going to talk with Zaina Ruiz about some activities that are happening at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. We're here live today. The Children's Museum is closed. Our studios are open for broadcast, and the museum has been making up for the fact that it's like other museums all across the world is closed by creating some great activities. Hi, Zaina.
Hi. Hi, Larry.
Are you awake?
Oh, I'm still working on my first cup of coffee.
I had that happen to me during a Zoom call the other day. It was a 9 o'clock call. I was at home. There was plenty of coffee, but for some reason, I had only drank about a sip of the beginning. And I've actually, I think I've been drinking less coffee during the pandemic because
that's great.
I guess that's a good thing. That's probably the only positive nutritional item I could mention.
So, oh my goodness.
You've had lots of great things going on at the Children's Museum, and I know there were a few you wanted to chat about this morning.
Yeah, so, you know, you were talking about birthdays, and I wish I was not feeling in my Saturday slump last week, because I would have given a shout-out to Museum Lab. We had our first birthday this past Monday. Isn't that crazy? 1 year.
Wow, that's right. It's Museum Lab opened in late April to the public, and I remember that date very well. I was there with our SLB satellite studio, and I can't believe it's been a year. Time really does fly.
It really has. And what Museum Lab is doing is we have a birthday contest. So there's a survey on our website, and also lots of wonderful links. One of our staff members has a DIY cake making, a chocolate cake making video up, and lots of other like party poppers and like how to make a piñata. Really fun birthday celebratory things that you could make. And especially, I know birthdays are really hard to celebrate right now. I've had a few friends that had birthdays, and, you know, there's something that the FaceTiming and the Zooms, they just can't capture, you know? So anything to make it a little more festive, we got you covered.
Yeah, we have two good friends that have had birthdays over the past month, including one who turned 30. And it's like, what do we do? It's hard. You want to be there to be present, but it gets hard to celebrate. All in due time, though, there will be a lot. Probably bakeries are going to be very busy when this is all over for some post-pandemic sure. Post-pandemic birthday cakes. Well, that's fun. So if you go to pittsburghkids.org, which is the Children's Museum's website, you'll see links to the birthday activities. And then there's a Won't You Be My Neighbor sing-along, which sounds really cool.
Yeah, so the sing-along, we're collecting videos. So we have some submissions already. But basically, you know, just we're here and we're in this together. And, you know, trying to still be a community is like, how can you feel like you're with a group of people even through this virtual time? And, you know, there's been some really beautiful connections. I've seen some, like, I love the porch, like the porch hangs. Pittsburgh is such a porch culture. So you have like people, you know, saying hello to anybody who walks by. But I think there's something in the music. And I hope that, you know, people will just remember that you're not alone. You have neighbors and you have a community that you're in. And it also segues me to something super wonderful Jeter Backyard Theater is doing called the Helpergrams. And they have a bunch of short videos of, you know, singing and playing music, telling jokes, it's something that kids are asking, like, what can we do? What are we doing? How can we help? And so this is sort of their take on, like, all right, we can bring joy to everybody by telling this really silly joke. We're going to share it with you. And hopefully it brightens your day for a smidge. So that was something else that I was like, oh, it's so grounded in Fred Rogers and a beautiful tie-in with the Won't You Be My Neighbor sing-along.
Yeah, I'm looking at Jeter Backyard Theater's Facebook page right now, and I'll post a link to it up on our Facebook page. But the art alone is worth getting a quick look at. They have a sort of an Andy, well, actually, a Shepherd Fairey kind of picture of or rendering of Fred Rogers. I don't know if it's Shepherd. It reminds me of something Shepherd Fairey would do, but it's really beautiful. That's a gorgeous picture.
Right? It's really great. It does. I see where you're coming from with the Warhol reference, though.
Yeah.
It's like the blocks of color and they're very whimsical colors.
Very good. Well, and now the sing-along, there is a video sort of to help you with tempo, or is it all however you want to do it?
No, there is a video on our Facebook that does have kind of, you know, the little bouncy ball. I don't think we're not using the bouncy ball, but words I highlighted so that you can keep on tempo.
I did see that, and it's got the word. You don't have to worry about, you know, is it Won't You Be My or Won't You Be Mine? You know, it's all there. You could figure it out perfectly. You don't have to worry about it. And that's also at PittsburghKids.org. So how have you been during this time? I know you've been keeping busy with activities at PittsburghKids.org/museum-at-home, but how about otherwise with Sawyer? Have you been getting out and doing stuff?
Not a lot of outdoor things. I mean, I haven't gone to any parks, but I also hear that they're pretty crowded when it is nice, so I'm like, I don't know. But, you know, I have a couple dogs, and they keep me very busy. And we do lots of collaging. And actually, I was helping this wonderful group of women make bouquets of flowers for hospital workers. And I think Margaret Hospital was one of the hospitals that the bouquets went to. So this Thursday, I had a whole bunch of flowers delivered by Anne Flowers. And, you know, we were taught how to make this beautiful bouquet. And so I kind of have some in the bouquet. There were some gorgeous sunflowers, and they had, you know, kind of fallen off in transit, so I've got some lingering sunflower heads here that are just brightening my day. But Sawyer's using the petals to make these beautiful pictures, very Andy Goldsworthy, if anybody knows that artist, using nature to create the imagery. It's just super gorgeous.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. And I mentioned Sawyer before. How old is Sawyer now?
She's 12. She'll be 13 this summer.
So is she reading a lot, or what's her, does she have a routine down for this?
We do have kind of a routine. Some days are better than others. But all in all, I think, you know, she has moments where she practices her cello. She will practice kung fu. And, you know, during her PE slotted time, she will take the dogs for a walk. I just to get her out of the house.
Yeah, it's well, there's no structure for any of us unless we provide it ourselves. And I mentioned really early this morning that we're all going to have, regardless of age, I think we're going to have highs and lows. It's kind of a roller coaster time, just like life itself. But it's amazing. You know, my biggest structure is I have my my morning sweatpants and work shirt, and then my evening sweatpants and T-shirt. and I know I'm not alone. But it really has changed quite a bit. But this week, I think I finally hit my stride, sort of being able to work effectively at home. But
yeah, well, you know, we live in a small row house, and there's not a lot of space. In fact, in the very beginning of all this, I was like, wow, I do not have a space of my own in my own house.
Mm.
And, you know, there was a comment made by one of my peers. I was like, they were like, why are you always on the porch? Like, even on cold days, you're always taking your calls on the porch. And I was like, oh, yeah, because I don't have a space here. And, you know, I do have a studio not too far away, but, you know, I'm here with Sawyer and the dogs, and I want to make sure that she doesn't have to deal with them all the time. And you know, my husband is still going into work 3 days out of the week, so it's just me and her. And I was like, oh yeah, it's kind of chaotic in my house, so I have to take these calls outside.
No, it is bringing I know we've been Ricky, not me, but she's been moving stuff around the house to kind of it's stuff we probably should have done a long time ago, but our working spaces are getting more defined. Well, pittsburghkids.org/museum-at-home is where you can find most of the things we've been talking about. I'm glad you were able to join us
again. Oh, thank you, Larry. And it's such a pleasure to hear your voice.
Oh, thanks. Yours too. And here's to a good weekend. Take care.